Besachtanida Daf Memhe, the Mishnah. A girl at age 11 years and 1 day, her nedarim can be checked for accuracy. But at age 12 and 1 day, they are valid automatically. A boy at age 12 plus 1 day, his nedarim can be checked. At age 13, they are valid automatically. Before these years, even if it seems they have das, their nedarim are invalid. Gemara. Hashem took a part of Adam, and he made Chava. And Hashem gave a bina yesera, extra bina, to a woman versus a man. Rashi explains that it comes earlier to a woman than it does to a man. The Gemara says if a child brings shtei saras, these are the simanim of godless, and he brings them before the age of godless, it's a machlokes if he or she gets an einish or not, if they are over on a chet. Daf mem vav. Rava says the halacha is that once a girl reaches age 12, or a boy reaches age 13, they do not have to bring shtei saras to prove godless, since it's a chazaka that a 12-year-old girl or a 13-year-old boy have shtei saras. But that's only if they were not baidikim. But if they were baidikim and they didn't find them, then we have a suffix. Maybe they fell off. Maybe she didn't have them yet. Rav Dimi says, if we don't find them, we're makel, and we assume that they fell out. But that kula cannot be used in a case of a suffix midaraisa, like, for example, to do chalitza. The Ramah and Rachayim Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes rules that a 13-year-old boy can lead a mezumen, a birchas amazon, even if we didn't examine him for shtei saras. The Maget Avram in Sifkot and Zion says that zimun is only midarabanan. Therefore, regarding halachas midarabanan, we rely on the assumption that a 13-year-old boy has produced beis saras, there's a chazaka. Likewise, the Ramah in Arachayim Simen Nun Hei Sifhei says that a 13-year-old boy can be counted to complete a minyan, which we need of 10 adults, even without a badika, because minyan is only midarabanan. The Magen Avram, however, in Simen Lamed Tes Sifkot Nalef, says that a 13-year-old boy may not write parshas for tefillin unless we examine him for shtei saras, because according to the Torah, a sefer has to be someone who is a gadol. The Gemara says even though a katan is putter if he does an avera, Bezdin is still responsible for ensuring that he's made aware of the iser, so he doesn't do averas on a regular basis. If a katana is married off by a parent and she makes a neder, her husband can be mevatel it, but he can't be mevatel a neder that was made before they were married. Finally, whether truma bizman hazeh is midrabanan or midaraisa, that's a machlokes. Daf mem zayin. Whether chala bizman hazeh is midaraisa or midrabanan, that's also a machlokes. The Mishnah. Chazal gave a mashal to the three stages of development in a woman. Paga, Baichal, and Semel. Paga is like a baby fig. This is when she's still a katana. Baichal is a partially grown fig. This is when she's a nara. In these stages, the father owns what she finds or what she produces and can be mefer her nedarim. Finally, Tzemer is a full-sized fig, and this is a bogeris. The father has no rights over her at all. Gemara. The simanim of bagris are when the woman has full dadim and the tip is capable of nursing a child. The next Mishnah. Regarding Yibum, if one brother dies, the wife falls to the second brother for Yibum, so the two can have a child. But if a woman is incapable of having a child, then there is no Yibum. If, for example, a woman is age 20 and did not bring shtei saras, we say, since she can't have a child, cheletzes v'loi misyabemes. A woman who cannot have children is referred to as an islandess, and a man who cannot have children is referred to as a saras. The key age, according to Beis Hillel, is age 20. According to Beis Shammai, it's age 18. Rabbi Eliezer says, by a zachar, it's like Beis Hillel, age 20. By a nekeva, it's like Beis Shammai, age 18, since a woman's body matures faster than that of a man. Gemara. Rav says, in this parak, when we talk about a specific age, for example, age 20, we mean a full 20 years plus 1 day. Ula says, if it doesn't stay Yom Echad, we don't mean a full 20 years, but rather just till the Rosh Hashanah of the 20th year. Finally, when we say by Kachim, when we talk about years, and we say, for example, Keves ben Shnosai, or other halachas would be referred to a year, that means a full Me'es Leis. It means the full year. So if, for example, a lamb was born at 3 p.m. on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we know that the lamb is only good for a year before it becomes pasul for being used as a carbon, it's good to be used as a carbon until 3 p.m. the following Rosh Chodesh Elul, not until the beginning of that day, or not even until Rosh Hashanah. It's good for the entire year until 3 p.m. the following Rosh Chodesh Elul. Tosfos, however, comments that regarding a boy who was born at 3 p.m. on Rosh Chodesh El, there we say he becomes bar mitzvah 13 years later, the evening of Rosh Chodesh El. Not that he has to wait till 3 p.m., but he's bar mitzvah immediately. And the Meiri explains that the reason he doesn't have to wait until the exact hour of birth is, as we say with many halachas, mikzas hayoyim kekulei, a portion of the day we reckon that that's considered the full day. So as soon as the day of the birthday begins, which is at night of the night of the bar mitzvah, i.e. the night of Rosh Chodesh El, he becomes bar mitzvah immediately. And this is in fact how the Rama rules in Or HaChaim Siman Nun Gimel Sif Yud, that he becomes bar mitzvah and he becomes a gadol immediately at nightfall of his 13th birthday, and he doesn't have to wait until 3 p.m. the next day. Daf Mem Ches. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, that when the Mishnah says 20 years, it doesn't need to be a full 20 years, but 19 years and 30 days into the 20th year. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the sixth parak, Bas Siman, the Mishnah. If the lower siman of a woman, the shtei staris, came before the upper siman, the chest area, so she has the din of a gedela. However, if it's vice versa, even though this is really impossible, Rameir says she's not a full gedela, and we say we do not make yibam, but rather cheletzes veloy misyabemes. The Chachamim say she is a gedela, since she probably had shtei staris from before, but they just fell off. The Gemara. The Chachamim only say she's a gedela if we never checked for shtei staris. But if we checked and we found none, maybe they wouldn't say what was said in the Mishnah. Finally, when a bedika is done on a woman for simanim, it should be done by another woman. Rabbi Eliezer used to have his wife do the bedikas, and Rabbi Shmuel gave the job to his mother. Daf Mem Tes. In the Machlekes in our Mishnah, between Rav Meir and the Rabbanan, we paskin like the Rabbanan, since we say, Yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. The next Mishnah. If someone has an extra finger and fingernail, then they must have an extra bone, which is now considered an extra aver, and this can be metame be'ohel, even if it's pachas mikashir. But there are cases where we have a bone, but we have no fingernail. Then we say there's no aver, and there's no tuma. Finally, if something can become tame via medras, for example, if a zov sat on it, then it becomes tame if a mace touches it. Gemara. If a keli has a big hole, which is big enough to take in water, that it can't be used in the mikdash in order for the mixture of mayim chayim to be used by a paraduma. But if the hole can only let out water, and it's very small, it can't let in water, but it can only let out water, that it can be used for the mayim chayim, and this halacha is halacha l'meisha misinai. If a limb has a fingernail, it's called an aver, and can be metame, bemaga, bemasa, beoyhel, and even if it's pachas mikashir of a kazayas. But if there's no fingernail, that it can't be metame ba'ayhel unless we have the full shear of etzem kisaira. The Mishnah. Any person who is ra'oi to be a dayan, for cases involving dine nefashis, can also kol shekain be a dayan for cases involving dine mamonis. But if they're kosher for mamonis, they're not necessarily ra'oi to paskin on dine nefashis. The Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says this comes to exclude a mamzer, who's only kosher for mamonis, not for nefashis. And this halacha applies to a ger as well. The next Mishnah. If one can be a dayan, Beis Shammai says they can be an aid as well. But some can only be an aid, not a dayan. Gemara. Someone who is a kosher aid, but is not kosher a dayan, for example, refers to someone who is blind in one eye. Daf Nun. Just like a nega must be inspected by day, so too do bati dinin paskin by mamonis by day. A gemar din, however, can be done at night. The Mishnah. Whatever needs to have meiser taken from it can also have tame with tumas eichlin, and can then be metame other food. And as we mentioned before, adam v'kelim can only go as far as a rishon l'tuma, but they cannot become a sheni. Chulin can become a sheni l'tuma, but cannot become a shlishi. Truma can go as far as a shlishi, so truma can be a rishon, a sheni, or a shlishi. When it's a shlishi, it's called pasel. And kachim can go as far as a revi l'tuma. So kachim can be a rishon, sheni, shlishi, or revi. But of course, no further than revi. If you want to remember that, the word achtak, aleph, ches, tof, kuf, gives you that a method to memorize those rules of tuma and tara. Aleph is the first letter. Aleph stands for adam v'kelim, the first letter meaning it can only be a rishon l'tuma. The ches, which is the second letter, stands for chulin. Chulin can only go as far as two, as far as sheni the tuma, so it can be a rishon or a sheni. Tuf, which is the third letter, truma, can only go as far as the third level of tuma, which is shlishi the tuma. So Truma can be Rishon Sheni or Shlishi. And Kachim can only go as far as Revi, or I can go the maximum. Nothing else can go as far as a Revi. Kachim is the fourth word. Kachim can go as far as a Revi. Achtak. However, the Mishnah says, we can also have food which can become Tameh, but is Pater Mimaiser. For example, if it's something which is not Gidulei Karka. Gemara. For example, meat, fish, and eggs is what the Mishnah is referring to. The next Mishnah. All food that is Chayev Bepeah, to take off in the corner of the field, is also chayev b'maiser. But you can have a chayev maiser, which is pater mipeah. Gemara. The rule of peah to be chayev is that it must be, number one, food. It must be protected, meaning that it's not something which is hefker. Number three, it has to be gedulei karka. Number four, it has to be something which ripens. And number five, it's something which can be stored for a long time. A good example of something which is excluded is figs. The Gemara says that the herb of olshin, which is plant that's normally used for animals, has no ability to become tummy. But if someone then decides to use it for human food, although normally in case like that, in many instances, it could be metame, in this case we say it still cannot be metame. There were 13 things said regarding nevela of an oif tahar. One is to be capable of tumas eichlin. There must be a clear machshava that it will be eaten by humans. Finally, if a pigeon fell into a wine press and died, so if there was a machshava to give it to a guy for food, then it's makabel tumas eichlin. But if the machshava was for a dog to give it to, then it's tahar. Rabbi Yochanan says even in a case where a person had a machshava to give it to a dog, it's also tamei as well. Daf Nun Aleph. There were three things said regarding an nevela oif tahar. Number one, it needs machshava. Number two, it's only matama someone beis hablia, i.e. if he swallows it. And number three, it doesn't need hechsher, but automatically becomes tamei tumas eichlin even without hechsher. The Gemara says by a tuma chamura, you don't need a machshava, only by tumas kalos, which for example includes tumas eichlin. Wild vegetations of a private garden normally would have a chiyav meiser, but if they were shamur, i.e. they were watched for the purpose of eventual human consumption, then they do have a chiyav meiser. Finally, if someone was mafkir his land, and the next morning he worked with it, then he becomes chayav in matnas aniyim, for example peah, but he's not chayev in meiser because it's really still hefker. The next Mishnah. If an animal has a chayev of reishis hagez, means it's chayev for the first shearing, which has to be given to the kain, then it's also chayev b'matana. Matana is gifts to the kain, special gifts, portions of the animal, for example, the zroya, l'chayayim, and keva. But if it's chayev b'matana, it's not necessarily chayev in reishis hagez. The next Mishnah. Any fish which has kaskeses, scales, must automatically also have snapir, fins. So if it has those, of course, it's kosher, because those are the two things you need in a fish for the fish to be kosher. But if it has snapir, it won't necessarily have kaskeses, automatically. If an animal has karnayim, horns, then it must automatically have tlufim, split hooves. But just because it has tlufim does not necessarily guarantee that it has horns. A pig, for example, has tlufim, but it does not have horns. The Kedushei HaRashba, which is brought in Chulin, Daf Samach Zayin, says that the rule, as we mentioned before about fish, is negea regarding a person who is given a piece of fish where he can only see the kaskeses. He only sees the scales. He doesn't actually see the fins. Even though the slice of fish does not contain any fins, the fish we assume is kosher, because we assume that if it has scales, then it must have fins somewhere else. It's just that when they cut the piece of fish, they took the fins off, so you can't actually see the fins. The next Mishnah. Anything which requires a bracha achreina automatically requires a bracha rishena. For example, if a person eats a piece of cake, so after the piece of cake, he has to make an alam michya. Well, that automatically means that before he ate the cake, he had to make a bracha, which of course is mezainis. But just because something has a bracha rishena does not necessarily mean that there's a bracha achreina. Gemara. An example of something which requires a bracha rishena but not a bracha achreina would be, for example, a mitzvah or besamim. Some of them don't require a bracha achreina because it's hana mu'etes. It's a very small hana, which isn't great enough to require a bracha achreina. Daf Nun Beis, the Mishnah. If a girl or a boy brings shtei saras, then she or he is considered a gadol or a gadaila, and she or he is chayav in all mitzvahs, and a girl, in that case, can do chalitza or yibum. Gemara. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda that even if a katana brings shtei saras, she can still do mian until they are blackened, until the shtei saras are blackened. If an ashes ish has relations with a second man, she becomes usher both to her husband and to the bayal. but if she was forced, then she's mutter to both of them. Ramachio says, even without shtei saras, if there are two holes in the skin for the saras, we can consider this a sign of godless as well. And whether the shtei saras have to be in the same place or not, that's a machlekes. The next Mishnah. Shtei saras by negayim, para aduma, and godless, how long must the shtei saras be? Rabbi Shmuel says, long enough to double over. Rabbi Eliezer says, long enough to grasp with a fingernail. Rabbi Akiva says they have to be long enough to cut with scissors. And the Gemara says we paskin l'chumra depending on each individual case. The Mishnah. The first 7 days that a woman sees dam, she's considered a nida. The next 11 days is called ziva. If one sees a kesem, a spot, a woman sees on her clothes, so she doesn't know which day it came out, Rameir says if it's more than the shear of a gris, we assume it came from 3 separate days. So therefore she's a zava gedayla. The Chachamim say a kesem cannot create a zava at all. It has to actually be a flow of blood. Gemara. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus said that one beged cannot create ziva, but if she found dam on 3 different pieces of clothing, then it's shaykh to be a zava, since maybe there were 3 different days, which is what one needs to become a zava. It has to be from 3 different days. Rabbi said, Rabbi Shimon Shita is better, since he's mekel. And since the din of ksamim is only midrabanan, we should really be mekel to help women have more relations with their husband. The Mishnah. The first 7 days she's anida, then 11 days of ziva. If on day 11, by Ben Hashmashas, she sees dam, so it's a suffix whether it's dam nida or dam ziva, so we have to be chayshish for both. And we must teach people in general how to make these types of calculations for the different days of ziva, nida, hafsiktara, and so on and so forth. Dafnun Dalad, the Gemara. If over an 18-day period she saw dam on days 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and so on, but she did not see on days 2, 4, 6, 8, and so on, so she can have relations on the night of day 8, on day 8 itself, on the night of day 9, and on the night of 11, 13, 15, and 17. However, the first 7 days is no good because she's a nida. Day 8 and the night of day 9, she can have relations because it's after mikvah. Day 10, 12, 14, and so on, she can't have relations because these are days of Shemeras Yom Keneged Yom. She saw, so she's a Zava Ketana, and each of those days is now a Shemeras Yom Keneged Yom. But the days in between are okay because she's not a Shemeras Yom Keneged Yom. But if the Re'iyas were at night of day 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and so on, she'll only be mutter for Tashmish on day 8 and the night before day 8. Finally, the Yemei Nida that she does not see Dam can be used in the count toward the Shivanakiyam. We have now completed Perek Vav, and at this point we will conclude our Shir.